a cold front and an associated trough of low pressure continued to produce a bit of unsettled weather early this morning across parts of interior New York and New England in the form of clouds and scattered showers. The trough will continue to sweep through the region, pushing the cold front off the coast this morning, with still the risk of a few scattered showers with leftover energy and moisture into the late morning and early afternoon hours today. Generally speaking, though, we will be mostly dry with a mix of sun and clouds for most locations, and high temperatures will push back into the upper 70s to around 80. Drier air will also flow in on a westerly breeze behind this trough, and humidity levels will drop quite a bit through the afternoon and into the evening hours. Overnight, tonight, skies will clear out, and it will be comfortably cool with most everyone back into the 50s for overnight lows. This will set us up for a sunny and pleasant day on Wednesday with high pressure in control, keeping it dry and comfortable with low humidity. Highs will be in the mid-70s. In fact, on Wednesday night, some places will drop back into the 40s and lower 50s by Thursday morning, and Thursday will feature another sunny day with highs in the upper 70s. Behind this high pressure center on Friday, we'll start to see a return southwesterly wind flow, and the humidity will come back up a touch. So will the temperatures, and with a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be in the lower 80s. A more summer-like feel on Saturday, with partly to mostly sunny skies and increased humidity pushing highs into the mid-80s. The next front will slowly work its way in our direction by the second half of the weekend, and will introduce the chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds staying in the mid-80s, then behind this front back into the lower 80s on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong mid and upper level ridge of high pressure will persist across the southwestern United States into the middle of the week as it very slowly weakens. The ridge will keep record highs fairly widespread both today and tomorrow across the southwest and Great Basin, becoming a little less numerous both days. High temperatures will soar well beyond the century mark through Wednesday, with many locations pushing past 110 degrees and a couple of spots even above 120. Additionally, the hot and dry conditions will lead to elevated and critical fire danger, especially from the Great Basin to portions of the northern Intermountain West. Isolated afternoon and evening thunderstorms will be a possibility, although they will be few and far between and are not expected to significantly reduce the heat or the fire risk. Farther east, conditions will be quite different with an upper-level trough forecast across the lakes and northeast. This system will be accompanied by near and below-average temperatures across a large part of the eastern half of the country. A cold front associated with the upper trough will bring showers and storms to the Ohio Valley. The trailing end of this front is forecast to linger from the mid-Atlantic to the Gulf Coast and keep scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms in place from the southeast to the mid-Atlantic. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light rain and fog and 45 degrees with a west wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 41 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly cloudy skies and 61 degrees, the dew point 60, 97% relative humidity, a west wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.85 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, an isolated shower or storm mid-80s, Boston increasing sunshine mid-80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny, just the risk of a few showers and storms, and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 78 degrees, the low 54, the average temperature 66, that's 4 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 4.55 inches for the month, which is 2.52 inches above normal, and 22.39 inches for the year, which is 2.33 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 95, set in 1913, and the record low, 40, in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 6:05 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:52 p.m., 13 hours and 47 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible today and highs in the 70s. Partly cloudy tonight in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with a passing shower possible today and highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with a passing shower possible today and highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, mid-70s. Sunny in the upper 70s on Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s Friday. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday, more humidity in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid-80s, and a mix of sun and clouds back into the lower 80s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.